Blog Talk Radio.
Good job.
Hey, don't.
This is not embarrassing.
My blood is clotting. Clotting.
Never ever evict your parents, okay?
So I run through the maze, and then I find there's some guy named Quees.
Quees? Boring man.
Welcome back to the Ballast. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Rolling right along to the final quarter of the show. And joining us now is Ed Kratz, beat writer for the Philadelphia Eagles and SI.com, our official NFL contributor. Actually catching up with us on Friday, so it's actually Friday, but it's Saturday. Makes sense out of that. Ed, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Tom. Just going crazy with trying to keep track of this Eagles coaching search, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's start off with that before we get into some of this playoff talk. You know, there was a lot of people that had the in their mind and in their theory that Doug's job was pretty well safe and secure. And then out of the blue, we see that he's gotten fired and got let go. So before we get into the rumor mill, let's just get it right from on site there. What's going on there in Philadelphia as you guys try to come together for a new head coach?
The Eagles' top choice was Lincoln Riley down in Oklahoma. He was their number one choice, just as he was – I think he was the number one choice for the Cowboys last year as well, but he turned that job down, even though, you know, it would have made sense for him since he's from Texas and all his experience has been in Texas and Oklahoma. But him and Howie Roseman, the GM in Philadelphia, have a very good relationship. Obviously, Jalen Hurts, the rookie quarterback from this year, played 1 year with Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma. So – that's who they really wanted. And, you know, I don't think that door has completely closed yet. I would say it's really close to being closed. But Lincoln Riley hasn't really come out and said anything. And, you know, we're doing this Friday. He may come out Saturday and say something. But right now, as of now, Friday afternoon, he has not really taken himself out of the running for the job, which is kind of surprising. I know there have been reports that he's happy there and he's content, and you know, the Sooners certainly look loaded for next year. So it would be a surprise if he jumped. But, you know, look, money usually talks in these matters. And if the Eagles can offer him, say, $10 million a year, I think he would look long and hard at that. I think enough.